presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim and Kolo, after escorting the Reverend Chalmers and Lynn to their camp, said goodbye to them and started back to civilization. In the meantime, Shanghai Lil recovered from her wound. Then she flew down to Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn's cafe to have another talk with Jungle Jim. When she got there, Lil learned that Jim hadn't arrived, so she told Flynn she was sticking around town until he did show up. The interview was interrupted by a Chinese boy who asked Flynn to give Jungle Jim a letter upon his arrival. He mysteriously gave warning that the letter was of the utmost importance. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Up at the hotel, Shanghai Lil sits on the veranda impatiently watching for Jungle Jim's arrival. Suddenly, she spies the Chinese boy she met at Flynn's cafe. Getting up from her chair, she follows him to the desk as he addresses the room clerk.
Kindly giving key, please.
Yeah, room number 23. There you are.
Thank you.
Say, pen pusher.
Me?
Yeah, aren't you the fellow who always pushes a pen at people when they register?
Yeah, of course.
Well, then why try to play dumb? Dumber than you are, I mean.
What can I do for you?
I want a little information. I've met that China boy someplace, but I can't remember his name. What is it?
He's registered as Lo Tong.
Lo Tong? Where's he from?
Shanghai.
Shanghai? Yes, of course, that's it. I think I'll just renew our acquaintance. Twenty-three. Here it is.
Coming in, please.
Well, how's tricks, Lo Tong?
Oh, what are you doing here?
Now, there's a coincidence for you. That's just what I came up to ask you. You didn't think I recognized you in Flynn's Cafe, did you?
No. So sorry. Was hoping completely forgotten.
Listen, yellow face, I'll give you some valuable information. Shanghai Lil never forgets.
Very interesting. Thank you.
Keep it in mind. Now then, you can give me some information. What are you hanging around here for?
Very happy saying mission not concerning you.
Oh, is that so? You listen to me, Lo Tong. You're not in Shanghai now. You're all by yourself in a strange country. And around here, my word is law.
Very interesting. Saying to honorable bartender other day, you seeming in position take great liberties.
That's right, Lo Tong. I'm glad you realized that so quickly. So you see, when I ask a question, I expect an answer. Come on, tell me, what are you over here for?
My mission not concerning you.
Oh, you're going to sing that song, are you? I'll show you. Listen.
Sounding like aeroplane.
Let me have a look out your window.
So sorry, tree standing in way of clear view of sky.
Yes, that tree out there is in the way. I wish I could see. Why, there's my plane tearing through the water. Who's in it?
Airplane now aiming for dock.
Yes, and they'll crack up if they don't stop. Look out, you fool. Shut off that motor. Oh!
Fool must have hearing you. Motor stopping.
Yes, because the plane crashed into the dock.
Hoping no one injured.
If that crack-up didn't finish whoever was in my plane, I will. Just wait until I get my hands on him.
Not caring to wait, thank you.
Oh, no? Listen, my Shanghai friend, I've got to get down there and see about that wreck. But you keep this warning under your patent leather hair. I'm going to find out why you're here.
So?
Yeah, so. And if I don't like what you're planning on doing, I'll stop your motor for you.
Back at their jungle camp, we find the Reverend Chalmers and his daughter.
Well, Lynn, looks like we'll have to go down to Burawani and hire another guide.
Yes, Dad.
I wish we could find one as dependable as Jim's boy, Kolo. He's fine, don't you think? I say, Lynn.
Beg pardon, Dad. I didn't hear what you said.
Yes, so I noticed. You seemed miles away.
I was, Dad. Miles away.
Towards Buruwane, by any chance?
Yes.
Jim's a fine lad. I miss him too, dear.
I wish he hadn't left us so soon, I mean.
So do I. But he's a mind of his own, dear. And when he makes it up, nothing can stop him.
Just like you, Dad.
Eh? Oh, yes. Yes, I dare say. Just like me. You know, I've known Jim for a long time, Lynn, and I've always admired him.
I admire Jim, too. I guess I may as well tell you. I love him.
Yes, I know.
You know? Has it been that plain?
Well, only since Jim's gone. You managed to hide your feelings very well when he was around.
I'm glad of that, Dad.
Good.
I'd hate to have Jim think I was throwing myself at him like a silly schoolgirl.
I'm sure you wouldn't do any such thing, my daughter.
Don't be too sure, Dad. I almost gave away my secret when we said goodbye.
Yes, that was when I found it out.
You found it out, but Jim didn't see it. He's never noticed anything about me.
No, I'm sure he has. Why, you heard him say yourself that he thought you the pluckiest girl he'd ever met.
And that's comforting, to hear from the man you love. Why, he just considers me a pal.
Ah, my dear, I understand how you feel. But you're quite high in Jim's category.
How do you know, Dad?
Well, the highest compliment Jim can pay a woman is to consider her a pal.
I see.
Sit down here beside me, dear, on this log. I want to talk to you.
Yes, Dad.
Lynn, we've every reason to believe that Lily DeVille's bat religion has been broken up. But I must stay here to make sure that these poor natives get the true spiritual guidance. You can see that, dear, can't you?
Of course, Dad.
Now, it so happened that Jim was around and able to lend his aid in our encounter with the forces of the Batwoman. But Jim is a man who's free to go when and where he pleases.
Yes.
Now, the next time anything happens to me, dear, he might not be around to look after you.
But nothing's going to happen to you now, Dad. The Batwoman won't be able to build up her followers anymore.
Well, that's what we hope, Lynn. If anything should happen to me, Providence only knows what would become of you. That is a risk I haven't any right as a father to take.
You're trying to send me back to Mother.
No, no, dear. I'm trying to show you how much wiser it would be for you to go to her, dear. The jungle isn't any place for an unprotected girl.
You're not safe here either, Dad. Didn't the Batwoman capture you and start all the trouble we've been through?
Yes, but she did it to get revenge. The natives don't bother a man of God, my dear. I'm quite safe from harm otherwise. You really ought to be with your mother.
You're tired of me. You want to get rid of me.
Oh, nonsense.
I'm in the way, that's what you mean. Why don't you say it, Dad?
Lynn, dear, that's not true. I'd give anything to keep you here by my side always. It will be terribly lonely for me when you're gone. But it'll be some comfort, at least, to know that you're safe with your mother in Shanghai.
I'm not going, Dad.
Lynn, must I order you to go? Oh, my dear, won't you see it's the only thing for you to do, to go of your own free will?
Well, I'll think about it, Dad.
Good.
But while I'm thinking, I'm staying right with you.
At that very moment, Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn is cheerily polishing glasses in his little cafe.
Jungle Jim!
Hello, Pat.
Oh, sure, it's a sight for sore eyes to see the likes of you again, Jim. And how you been, lad?
Not bad, considering I was a prisoner of the Batwoman's.
Prisoner, was it? And she had the brass to stand right there and tell me you was her guest.
What? Is Shanghai Lil here?
She is that, and likely to be here for Lord knows how long.
Why?
Well, you see... Oh, but hold on now, whilst I give you something to wet your whistle a bit. There.
Thanks.
Well, as I was saying, you see, Tuesday, Shanghai Lil was... Oh, wait now. Was it Tuesday or Thursday? Let's see, it couldn't have been Thursday, because that was the day that native went amok and shot his way through town. Oh, so it must have been of a Tuesday. I tell you, Jim, last week we had more excitement.
So it sounds, Pat, but what is this news about Shanghai Lil?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, it seems her boy Namby Pamby, or whatever his name is, he was showing off her big black seaplane to some of his native friends. One of them gives the propellers a spin. The machine was in gear, and zoom, away she goes skedaddling along the river.
Oh, don't tell me Mamba took it up in the air.
He did not. But he did take it smack into the dock. Oh, glory be, such a wreck as he made of it. One wing was ripped off and the engine tore clean away from the body.
So she's stranded down here, eh?
That's the long and short of it, Jim. Her boy was cut up a bit in the fracas, too. And from the way she took on, he's lucky he was unconscious when she arrived on the scene. if he'd ever come to, she'd have sent him back to dreamland herself.
She sure can put on an act when she wants to. I saw her put on several while I was at her plantation house. Boy, I certainly don't envy what that black boy of her faces when he gets well.
Yeah, neither do I. Well, sure, and I'm glad you're back safe and sound, Jim.
So am I. Any mail for me, Pat?
No. Oh, that reminds me. A Chinee was here the other day looking for you.
A Chinese? What could he want with me?
He left this letter for you.
What the heck is this? Well, what do you know about that?
What does it say, Jim?
Listen, Honorable Sir, it is of the greatest importance that you honor me with a visit upon receipt of this note. I am staying at the hotel. Make sure that you are not followed. Signed, Lo Tung.
That don't tell you no more than he'd tell me. You know, that Lo Tung is a little yellow clam. That's just what he is.
What's this Chinese like, Pat?
Meek as pie. Dressed in a white linen suit with his shirt tucked in his pants like a civilized human. Jim, what do you suppose he's up to?
I don't know, Pat, but I'm going right over tonight and find out. Well, Lo Tung, what's this important news you've got for me?
Excusing, please. First, make certain no one listening behind door.
Well?
You sure, Honorable Sir, you sure no one see you come here?
I took every precaution. I traced and retraced my steps before entering the hotel. Say, what's all this mystery?
So sorry, but it of utmost importance no one learning why I'm here.
Oh, I see. Well, as far as I know, only my friend Flynn knew I came here. And he won't say a word. He can be trusted.
Yes. Was giving understand honorable bartender trustworthy. Thank you.
All right. Then tell me why you asked me to come here.
Honorable Jungle Jim will do so. I have been sent by American consul at Shanghai enlisting your aid for a purpose...
Oh! Oh, Chung! Speak to me! Lo Tung, speak to me!
What great secret was Lo Tung about to disclose to Jungle Jim? The dramatization of the adventures of Jungle Jim you have just heard was taken from full-color action pictures appearing in the Comic Weekly, distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the big Comic Weekly, you will find all of the famous characters of the world of color pictures. There's Bringing Up Father, Skippy, The Little King, The Katzenjammer Kids, Toots and Casper, Barney Google, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. Don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.